This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. On his second anniversary in office, U.S. President Joe Biden thanked a bipartisan group of mayors for their help in getting things done for the country. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president says his first days in the White House were difficult.
The pandemic was raging. Our economy was reeling. But we acted together. Now, 2 years in, it's clearer than ever that our plan's working.
He credited the mayors for what has been done and what could be done.
I'm really optimistic in the year ahead that we're implementing the laws we've already passed. We will deliver real benefits, and people are going to feel them in their everyday lives.
The president says one of the reasons he ran for the White House was to unite the country.
We cannot be sustained if we stay 50 different islands or two different parties that no longer talk to one another.
And he thinks progress has been made on that front. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New Zealand's Labour Party has said in a statement that Chris Hipkins is set to replace Jacinda Ardern as leader of the Labour Party and as prime minister after being the only candidate to be nominated for the role.
Look, it's a big day for a boy from the hut. I'm really honoured and humbled by the support that my colleagues have shown towards me. It's an enormous privilege. It's also an enormous responsibility.
That, of course, is Chris Hipkins. Ardern resigned suddenly on Thursday. She cited burnout and said there were others who could do the job better at the present. Hipkins is expected to be confirmed as the new leader on Sunday. Ukraine will still have to fight to ensure a supply of modern heavy armor, according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. On Friday, after Western partners failed to agree on whether to provide Ukraine with German tanks. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden will meet with Democratic congressional leaders at the White House on Tuesday, according to White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre. On Friday, Republicans, with their newly won House majority, want to extract steep spending cuts from Biden and congressional Democrats. They also intend to call on the Treasury to continue making debt and other payments should the government face default without an agreement to raise the borrowing limit. Anti-abortion activists held their first March for Life in Washington, D.C. since last year's decision by the Supreme Court to dismantle the nationwide right to abortion. Here's marcher Annie Nelson.
I believe it's important to stand up for all lives, whether they're unborn or born. I believe that children should be protected at all costs and that abortion on demand should be outlawed.
That march took place on Friday in Washington, D.C. President Joe Biden has pledged to do all in his power to restore the right to terminate a pregnancy. Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Florida Sunday to speak about abortion on the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. It's a bitter historical milestone for the Biden administration after the U.S. Supreme Court rolled back the national right to abortion last year. Harris's speech is one more signal that the Biden administration doesn't plan to give up on the issue. And Google has announced layoffs. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
Google parent firm Alphabet is to cut about 12,000 jobs. A staff memo by chief executive Sundar Pichai was shared with Reuters. In it, he said the company had rapidly expanded headcount in recent years, but that was for what he called a different economic reality than the one we face today. The layoffs are global and will impact US staff straight away. The cuts follow a similar move made by rival firm Microsoft. Earlier this week, it said it would lay off 10,000 workers.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. European Council officials said Friday they expect additional European Union sanctions to be placed on Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps one day after the European Parliament called for the group to be added to the EU terror list. In a non-binding resolution late Thursday, the Parliament voted by a large majority to add the Revolutionary Guard and all its subsidiary forces to the terror list and called on the EU to expand its sanctions list to cover all individuals and entities and their family members in Iran who are responsible for human rights violations. And police in Indiana say heroic actions by a Walmart employee and law enforcement officers kept a gunman who shot and injured one female employee from doing more harm. The woman was the only person injured late Thursday when a 25-year-old man walked into the store's office where employees were meeting and shot the single victim. Marissa Melton, VOA News.